With Hodgy deciding, it was probably the right time for him to enjoy his last few years and being able to, nurture and help me, I guess. From there, it had to go through boards and I think they did a fair bit of talk with doctors and other people outside the footy club to make sure that it was all going to be good, and I only found out at about 7:45 this morning, so it was news to me, and it's pretty good.
I've always had talks with Clarko in the past, Fags, over the last 2 or 3 years about best thing for footy club, whether I stepped down a couple of years ago or last year or this year. It was a bit different. This year I felt that a change was needed. I think it was the right time for me to step down, but also with our leadership program that we've got coming through, we've had so many good leaders that have developed that I think should get the opportunity to captain the football club.
Sensational news it was Friday after we got on fair, the announcement that Luke Hodge would hand over to Jared Roughead as the captain of the Hawthorn Football Club. Might ask Adam Koenig's coming in to the studio after 7:30. Might talk about what makes a good captain, but let's just talk briefly about it, Moons, and let's talk firstly about the legacy of Luke Hodge. Reading here that Lee Matthews rates him as one of the best captains of all time, one of the greatest captains of the modern era. How do you rate, where do you have Luke Hodge sitting in terms of captains?
Couldn't agree more with Lee Matthews on that one. What do you do when you're playing against these kind of guys? Would I love to be playing with this bloke? And would I love to be captained by this bloke? And there's only a couple of those that I've got on top of my head. Would be Michael Voss.
Yep.
Paul Kelly.
Yep.
Luke Hodge.
Yep.
They're the three I would love to have had as my skipper.
What was it like playing against him when he was being, when he was leading the Hawthorn Football Club?
Destroyed me in 08. The biggest thing about him was obviously he's courageous and all of those things. He does the right things at the right time. And I'm talking about when he puts his head over the ball. And we've seen it many, many times, haven't we?
Yep.
But it's his communication. That was his, I thought that was his greatest
asset. So he talked all the time when
always talked, always directing. And what that does from a team point of view, it gives you so much confidence when you've got a bloke barking orders.
It's like having another coach out there.
It really is. And this is why we said last week, talk about the great teams coach themselves on the football field. Coaches do all the things during the week. Now we're talking about the runners, do we need runners out there? So, well, the great teams, and I was in a great team where we coached ourselves out there. We changed the way the game was being played on the day because of our leaders. Hawthorn have done that for the last 4 or 5 years. Been absolutely outstanding, and he has been the forefront of that. You can see it every week. Sits down on the half-back line, there's a stoppage on the wing, and you just see him pointing, barking orders, telling everyone where to go. And when you're playing and all of a sudden you've got this guy who's seeing the game so well and seeing it the way that he sees it, and he's pointing you, telling you to go pick up this guy, and there's a bloke over here, and you need to be standing over here for this stoppage, and you need to come this way. Oh, it gives you so much confidence. And that's what he's brought to the table for that Hawthorn Footy Club. So much confidence.
And what sort of captain do you think Jared Roughead will be, Moons?
Well, without knowing Ruffy all that well, but again, he's been around in that system for so long, and we've seen him. He's another one. He barks orders. We see him. And we didn't get to see him last year, but you watch him, any of his footage over the last 4 or 5 years, he's down the forward line, through the midfield, barking orders, pointing, telling blokes where to go. Because he's been in the system for that long. He knows the game plan back to front. He knows what the coaches want because he's heard it so many times over the last 10 or 12 years, however long he's been there. Again, he's just going to be another one of those guys who can just set guys up and know where to go.
It's a great story, Jared Roughead, the captain of the Hawks in 2017.